The Dirt on the Dirt, an outbreak of salmonella at a university mud volleyball tournament. In October of 2015, we noticed that there were three cases. Oh, sure. Sorry. Felt loud inside me. We noticed that there were three cases of salmonella at one university in Rhode Island. Two were Typhimurium, and one was Thompson. When I spoke to the university, I learned that they had had a little cluster of diarrheal illness among eight students, and they had interviewed the students and found that all of them had participated in the recent oozeball tournament. So I said, what is oozeball? And it is a mud volleyball game. The university had brought in hay bales and made a volleyball court out of that, and then brought in dirt and filled the court with dirt, and then brought in water and flooded the dirt to make mud. And then students formed teams and played volleyball tournament style in the mud. So we did a case control study among participants of the oozeball tournament, and symptoms and incubation period were consistent with salmonella infection. The game was on September 19th, and you can see that cases were spread over the next several days. So in this case control study, we looked at food items. There were snacks served after the game, so we looked at those food items. We looked at water exposures. There was a place where students could wash their hands after playing volleyball, and there was also a hose where they could get hosed down after playing. And we also looked at mud exposures. So no food items or water exposures were statistically significantly associated with illness. Washing one's hands before eating was not associated with illness, although it was concerning how few students washed their hands before eating. And getting mud on one's face was not associated with illness, but getting mud in one's mouth was statistically significant, was statistically associated with illness. So individuals who were ill were five times more likely to get mud in their mouths than individuals who were well. So that, of course, pointed us towards the dirt. This was a screened loam topsoil, and it came from a local construction company. They got it from clearing fields or clearing woods or other construction projects. It was stored in their facility outdoors in a big pile and transported to the university in trucks, and those trucks were not used to transport organic material or any sort of manure. So now we needed to sample this dirt, and there is not really a protocol for testing dirt for salmonella. So we collaborated with CDC and USDA and the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management and our Rhode Island State Health Laboratory to figure out how we were going to test this dirt for salmonella. So the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management sampled the pile, and the Rhode Island State Health Laboratory tested it for salmonella, and we tested it as if it were a food or a stool sample. So the dirt on the dirt is that all four samples of the oozeball dirt tested positive for salmonella. Now, they were not the same serotypes as were present in the human isolates, but there was contamination in the soil of by salmonella. And a soil sample from the adjacent ground, which was a background sample, tested negative for a salmonella species. So the conclusion is that the soil was clearly the source of the outbreak, but the dirt and human isolates were different serotypes, and we thought that that indicated heavy contamination by salmonella in the dirt. And there were many opportunities for the soil to be contaminated. It was stored outside before it came to the university, and it could have been exposed to wildlife. And to our knowledge, this is the first mud sport-associated salmonella outbreak reported. There have been plenty of outbreaks. There have been outbreaks lately reported in tough mudder events of Campylobacter or norovirus, but we believe this is the first one that's mud sport, that's salmonella. And the moral of our story is that if you're going to play mud volleyball, please keep your mouth shut.